Natalie Hay.
Welcome to another episode of The Brett Allen Show.
Prepare to be astonished.
A pop culture podcast. Join Brett weekly as he interviews your favorite celebrities from film, television,
I'm back in business, baby!
Comedy, and much more.
Inconceivable!
Plus, you never know who will stop by.
Dude, we are so gonna party!
Now, here is your host, Brett Allen.
It's another episode of The Brett Allen Show, a pop culture podcast where we talk to your favorite actors from film, television, music, comedy, and more. And we have a special episode today. We are talking in Just Like That, Sex and the City on HBO Max, a continuation of the smash hit HBO series. And we are chatting with the amazingly talented Alexa Swinton, who premieres in this as well. She shines as Charlotte's 12-year-old daughter, Rose. I know fans have been waiting for this to happen for a very long time, and now it's here. Alexa, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yes, well, this is huge for you, but I mean, you've been a part of so many other great projects. We saw you recently in M. Night Shyamalan's thriller, Old, which you had a fantastic role in that. But let's talk about this and how this role for And Just Like That came about for you, and what people mm-hmm. can expect from the series and your character.
So my character, Rose, is basically, I would say, your typical New Yorker who's 12 years old. I love her personally. I feel like she's someone I'd be friends with at my school. She's into skateboarding. I'm into skateboarding. She's very much herself. In the first episode, you can see it. She just does like things that she wants to do, even though sometimes her mom doesn't always love that. You know, it's a very typical mother-daughter relationship of where they love each other, but sometimes they don't always agree with one another, which you will see more of, I think, in the show. There'll be more of all of that. The character is just very much herself. And I feel like that's the big takeaway I have from her, is that you can be yourself. And you can like start finding yourself at that age too, you know?
Yeah, I think that's very interesting. And I like how you said, and I've heard this from other young actors before as well, that you can find yourself, that you're like, I would be friends with this person if I knew them in real life. Does that help you as a performer and an actor to create a character to go, there's a lot of things I could relate with her, and I could see myself hanging out with her, you know, in normal life if she really existed?
Well, I think that sometimes it does help when you have a character that's likable for you, because then you can definitely play in and feel like they're more like you. Sometimes you can start to tune in like without their thinking, and you can be like, yeah, okay, I like them. They're cool. I can do that too, without being like, oh my God, I can't believe that they hate the color black. Like, you know, like when they have like a really distinct character trait and they're like, I cannot relate to that. It's nice when you have something like that. It's like, they're a cool person. And, you know, I want to be friends with that. So you can be like, I could try playing that as well. It is helpful.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah. I mean, again, you've clearly had a lot of amazing roles, but how did this one come about for you? Because, I mean, most people have seen it and are familiar with the series. It ran for several seasons, and then it was gone. It kind of ended abruptly, and then they're like, hey, we have more story to tell, but we're going to expand on what the characters are up to now, and also, you know, introducing new people as well. Was the audition process for this typical for you, or how did you come about the role?
So it was during a time of, I think last year, like June, and I had like a bunch of auditions, like a lot. And so when this one came in, I loved the script. I thought it was phenomenal. I was laughing, and it was just my audition scenes. So I was like, oh my God, this is incredible. And so we did the scenes, and we were just like having fun with it. And then we kind of went on to the next one, because it was just such a busy time for my mom and I. And for my mom and me, that's the correct term there. And it was very busy. And so about 2 weeks later, we got an email from our manager being like, they're interested in you. They want to start talking. Can you skateboard? And I was like, yeah, I can, because I do skateboard. And I'm like, totally, I can skateboard. So so it was kind of like a week after that, and they were like, yeah, they want you to work with them, and they want you to be Rose. And it was really exciting, actually. I was like, oh my God, it's such an iconic show, you know? Like, I could have knocked on my next door neighbor's house and been like, yeah, you know, Sex and the City. They'd have been like, of course I know Sex and the City. Like, everyone knows what it is. So it was kind of like, it's really awesome that I got to be a part of it. And I was really very excited.
Yeah. I mean, it's a great project to be a part of. I mean, to have on your resume and to be a part of something so iconic, I would say. And something that people are familiar with, and really fantastic. So, I mean, clearly you've got a quick start on life at a young age as a performer and an actor, and you've already done like a million projects that are just, I mean, you've worked with M. Night Shyamalan. I mean, I can't get any better than that. Sex and the City. What interested you in becoming an actor, Alexa? What was it that made you go, yes, I want to do this as a career?
So my mom is an actor and a writer and in the industry. And so when I was younger, like way younger, actually, she was like, you know, I feel like she could be an actor. She enjoys performing. She likes just being spontaneous sometimes. And I feel like she could do this. And I actually found our old YouTube channel that we used to like put videos up on. And there was some really crazy things. I mean, just like going up on the streets in New York City, like at the Met, right? And just singing. And I'm just like, oh my God, how much courage did I have at that age? But yeah, so it was basically because of her being like, you know, I feel like she could be an actor. And I started at the age of three. So I'm kind of just like, most of my memories are of that, like when I was younger. My only prior memory was being in London. Like, I literally only have one thing before I can remember being an actor, which is kind of really cool to me. And then I've just enjoyed it so far. I feel like it's been a fun thing for me to do that I can enjoy doing without feeling like it's a chore or anything. And I think that's important.
Yeah. I mean, you don't want it to just be like one more thing that you are adding to your list. So clearly your mother and your family is a big support. I think is helpful, especially at such a young age where you're sort of learning to navigate the business and how things work, help you with interviews. Your mother's lovely. We met before we started chatting. So I want to ask, I mean, obviously, you know, you're still in school and you're doing all of those things. When you're not performing, what is your social like with friends? Do they treat you differently because you've done all these great things, or do they just kind of tease you and give you a hard time and help keep you humble? You know, they're like, hey, whatever, you know, Sex and the City, you're still one of us.
So actually a funny story is I'm a musician and I release songs. I actually have two out currently and one that's going to come out soon enough. You can check me out on Spotify, small little plug, Alexa Spinton. And I have this one song called, You and Me and My Purple Docks, which I wrote when I was 9. And three of my friends, like three of my closest friends used to tease me all the time about it. And honestly still do. And they're like, yeah, Purple Dock Girl. And I'm like, oh my God, it's insane, because it's like a really, it's a way that they can tease me, because it is a very 9-year-old JoJo Siwa, like happy go lucky nice song. And, you know, it's not exactly something I'd write now. And they just love to tease me about it. And I love them for it. It's just, it's always very funny. And actually on the Sex and the City note, a bunch of my friends were like texting me being like, yeah, no, my mom was crying today because of how it came out. And they do like all their moms and their parents have watched the show. Sure. And so while maybe it's not the biggest deal to them, they can definitely recognize the fact that their parents are in awe that they know someone that knows these other characters and all of that. So, yeah.
That's fantastic. Well, this is a lot of fun. Of course, you know, we have been waiting and anticipating for this for a long time. And just like that, it is on HBO Max, new episodes coming. It's a lot of fun. Excited to see what happens with your character. Be sure to check out Alexa's music as well. We will link all of that in the show notes when this episode goes live. Fantastic work. Great job in all the things that you've done. And we wish you nothing but the best. The sky is the limit for you. Alexa, thanks for hanging out today. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I loved being here.
That brings today's show to a close.
Goodly do.
Thanks for stopping by. If you enjoyed the episode, feel free to share it with a friend and subscribe. It's absolutely free. The views and opinions of the guests do not necessarily reflect those of the host.
Autobots, roll out.
Go home.